It's just after 5 o'clock, so it's the 5 o'clock shadow, which is a review of the JSE Securities Exchange Daily Action with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Before I speak to Greg, let's have a look at the markets to contextualise the next few minutes of talking. Banks up 0.4% on the local exchange. Financials up 0.6%. Industrial shares up 3/4. Retailers flat. Resources up 1/3. Gold shares up 2/3. Platinum's 2.3% higher. All share up 0.2% to 54,574. That's a new, very recent high. And the value traded more or less the same as yesterday, $15.3 billion. Dollar rand 13.50 weaker. 17.50 against the pound, 15.37 against the euro. Euro dollar 113.85. The gold price down a couple to $13.13 an ounce. Platinum has taken a hit to the tune of $9 to the downside, $8.10 an ounce. Oil price also weaker, down at $61.69. That's 40 cents a barrel cheaper for Brent crude in London. Dow Jones as the JSE closed, down 0.2%, the FTSE down just a bit. Greg Davies, Sappy came out with results, and they were in the amongst the worst performers today.
Yes, I mean, it wasn't such a bad set of numbers. It's more just the commentary section where they're saying the demand for paper, magazine paper is their big thing, you know, around the world, certainly in the US. People are, you know, everything's going online, so no one's really reading magazines anymore. The share price finished the day down 5% at 75.73. One stage it was down over 8%, back to 72.50. So after the initial sell-off, some buying did come in again.
Greg, okay. That's just always been a very volatile stock, that one. What's been its recent history? Because obviously Sappi and Mondi went their separate ways when it came to share price performance, not just recently, but over the last few years.
Yeah, it's actually been one of the better performers certainly over 2018. On those other sets of results, just go back to 2016. The three spikes in the last sort of those 3 years above 100 rand. So it sort of gets to 101 and then seems to pull back. So in a range between 75 and 100 for the last 3 years.
Okay. Goldfields trading update as well. Didn't do very well at all.
No, quite disappointing. And I mean, it's a thing we've spoken about many times. The problem is South Deep. It's almost a poison chalice because that's where most of their reserves are, but those are so difficult to extract and the cost there. And I mean, Goldfield's got a market cap of 200 million, so you would think that they could get on top of this, but you just worry that South Deep could actually take them south.
Really. There's no point having reserves if you can't get at them efficiently. I mean, I can remember as a teenager, having the drinks cabinet, the parents would go out for dinner or something, or wherever they went, bingo night probably, knowing my parents. And then there's the drinks cabinet there, but you can't get into it. You can see the stuff there. So frustrating. Couldn't get at that whiskey.
I'm sure Nick Holland knows exactly what you're talking about.
Greg, what other moves did we have today? I noticed a multi-choice update, a sort of investor presentation. We've spoken about this before. You're a great watcher of television when you have a chance. But as I said to a previous commentator, it doesn't really hold much fascination for me anymore. It seems like there's a lot of detritus, as I would say, a lot of flotsam and jetsam there that you really don't want floating around your television.
Yeah, this is going to be fascinating. With the 27th of February, the multi-choice will then unbundle from the NASPAS and then we'll have the two separate. But my feeling is, and speaking to some from, you know, offshore investors that bought NASPAS basically to get in their exposure to Tencent, they're going to find themselves in their accounts when they put on their screens on the 27th that they've got multi-choice shares, which they had no intention of really owning. So I think initially the first while that share is going to be under pressure as various funds rebalance what they've got and what they need. You know, the market cap, I think, it will manage to fit into the top 40. And then reading through that, what they're saying, the prospects for dividends will probably come on stream 2020. So you just have to see if investors are patient.
Yes, what were the other features today? Let's have a look at the top five up and down. I've got my sharenet.co.za screen. You've got other screens as well as Sharenet. What caught your eye?
Sharenet's actually, I check in there quite a lot. And it's very, very informative, I must say. Looking at the top five, and interesting, sort of going an opposite trend of Goldfields, Harmony up 6% to 28.89. Rate, that managed to gain 3%, that 29.39. Look, it's fallen a long way, but it's bounced off those lows. Both the Investec bank counters both up 3% in line with each other, and then Roynet, one we don't often speak about, up 2.9%.
Okay. Let's have a look at this, Craig, actually, getting away from the price movements. Just before we get on to the Clicks Group Limited launch of an accelerated book build, which came out at 5:15 this afternoon, South African time, I just wanted to put forward the notion that if this sort of day had occurred at the beginning of December or in October, when there's not really that much news, the JSE would have taken a bit of a clattering because the mood was to the downside. Today, there's nothing happening, and up the market goes 0.2%. Good, solid, steady stuff. It's like a bull market.
Yes. I mean, we're edging. We've made our way into the 54,000. We're 54,574. So they're over the hump there. You can see 55,000 in the distance if we just carry on at this pace. Nice pass playing along nicely today. Up another 60 Rand a share there at a 3,091. So, yeah, nothing to really upset the market. The only thing I would say, proviso, is the volumes are quite low. Another 15 billion here on the JSE. That's probably the average for the year, 14, 15, 16. We've seen the odd 20s and 29s, but those are very rare and far between.
Now, this next announcement from Clicks, I'm just looking through it, is all to do with the Black Economic Empowerment Share Ownership Trust deal going on here. It says it's not for release or publication or distribution directly or indirectly in the US, Australia, Canada or Japan because it's unlawful to do so. So if you're listening from any of those jurisdictions, please switch off now. Put your fingers in your ears or something. What does this mean, Greg, for normal shareholders, ordinary shareholders, existing shareholders?
Yes, so someone who's obviously got a big parcel of shares to sell, and instead of going into the market, and which could take months, the sponsoring brokers and the banks put together an overnight book build ready. So for people like we've got mostly day traders here, this is quite exciting for them. They will apply for the book build shares, try to buy those, and obviously to flip them at a reasonable profit. But for long-term investors and Clicks, and I mean, Clicks is one of those shares. It just is relentlessly strong. Finished today, 193.78 Rand. But many a broker has called the top of Clicks and been taught a valuable lesson.
I can always find something I want to buy in Clicks, even if I don't want to buy anything. I'll be walking around and think, I'll go in Clicks. It's sort of quite comforting. You either buy some sweets near the counter, you get some eye cream in the vain hope that it'll help you look younger. There's always something there.
Yes, certain things which you'll only find there. My beard was getting out of control and I went and bought...
You got a beard?
One of those beard trimming things. I mean, by your standards, it's not a beard.
No, please. Mine's very patchy at the moment. You bought one of the... Tell me the brand you bought. It was a Vahl, W-A-H-L, right?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. So you set it on like sort of number 5 and just try to get all the hair even, but... Just trying to buy time with a wife and with a beard.
Greg, this is a strictly business podcast here we're talking about. It's not personal grooming. Anything else you saw today?
Yeah, I think this Clicks thing is big. I think it's big. You might see a beginning of something like that. And something actually happened 2 weeks ago. It didn't go even on the SENS announcement, but a company called MediClinic as well did quite a big book build at 52 Rand. Also, Black Empowerment Consortium wanting to get out, that share's really only fallen. So they might have had pressure to liquidate that. But you might see a space of these things. There's a second one now in 2 weeks now. Clicks, so obviously the people who invested in Clicks have done very, very well out of it. But maybe some people are walking away from the market at the moment and looking to invest elsewhere.
Speaking about MediClinic, I don't know if you listen to the channel on strictlybusinesspodcast.com called The Asset Class, because I spoke to the portfolio manager responsible for the Investec Value Fund by the name of John Bickard, and we were talking about platinum ostensibly. But then I said, while I've got you on the line, because I only speak to you twice a year, can you tell us about your other holdings in the Investec Value Fund? And he said, we really like MediClinic. Did you hear that? Because that surprised me.
I did listen, and it's not something which you would generally... he's more on the mining side, resources and that kind of thing. But speaking to people who knew him years ago when he was still being an analyst for the retail sector, brilliant, he's got a brilliant reputation. So I would take note of that at MediClinic. If he started to go in there, he must have done his homework. The share price at 55 Rand 3 years ago is probably 155 Rand. So it has come back a long way. They've made some sorties into the UK and so on, which not so sure how it's going to work out. But they're in a very difficult space, but they seem to be doing well enough.
Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening. That was Greg Davies from Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow, and it'll be back at the same time tomorrow night.